From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good Tuesday morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Yes, Brexit. I suppose the interesting twist, apart from the fact Theresa doesn't know who's coming and going these days, is this extraordinary call that we all need to get our Weetabix and buy 50 packets and start stockpiling.
Yeah, we didn't really have time to talk about it last week, did we? But you know, just thinking about Brexit, when we look at this the sort of risks to the global financial markets and stability, that focus goes straight away to the US, doesn't it? Straight away to those trade issues. But you can't ignore this looming deadline that is Brexit. I mean, it's 11 p.m., that's local time, March 29 next year. Mike, I'm already planning things for March next year. I mean, I'm already figuring out where I'm going to be and what I'm going to do. So the countdown's getting a very immediate feel about it. I mean, you've got Christmas in there as well. That always seems to compress time. And there are deadlines coming up, Mike, and this is, I think, what we start focusing in on somebody's resigning, someone's going here, but there is an immigration report due in September. There's a Conservative Party conference in late September. The last European Council meeting of 2018 is December 13th and 14th. That's seen as being the last practical date for the Article 50 divorce deal to actually be signed. So that's not that far away. Yeah. And that's at a super high level. So you get this furore that erupted around food when the Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab, I mean, he really set the cat amongst the pigeons last week by suggesting that food would need to be stockpiled in the event of a no-deal Brexit. And that elicited a string of responses in the UK. It would appear to have been broadly panned by the food industry. There was talk involvement of the army. They were even talking about having the army sort of deliver stuff around. Now, we really aren't sure of the strength of conviction, I suppose, behind these comments by the Brexit Secretary, but it highlights these uncertainties that are now starting to become very apparent on the possibility of a no-deal outcome as being sort of more widely discussed. And actually yesterday, Mike, there was news that Deutsche Bank was moving some of their, what they call their euro clearing activities to Frankfurt. Now, it's not clear what the repercussions for staff are, but it starts to bring up this whole, what happens to the city, what happens to the financial district again, and do they start to lose financial business? Because that, we've sort of gone a bit quiet on that. But, oh, laugh a minute, really, isn't it, with Brexit? Hey?
Laugh a minute. They can turn it into a telly show. Now, very big week coming for the central bank.
Huge. We're local, actually. We've got that business confidence today, and then we've got employment data as well. We're looking at that, that's due out on Thursday. We'll look at that in more detail. Yeah, but very busy offshore week this week, a flurry of central bank activity. And the context for this is this decoupling that we're getting in terms of positioning is because the US central bank is sort of started this tightening cycle, but we're not really seeing that in the other central banks. They're not even being contemplated yet. But talking about Brexit, Bank of England steps up to the plate later this week. Plenty of conjecture that they're going to join the Federal Reserve with their base rate in the UK 0.5%, so very low. Could go up to 0.75, would only be the second increase since 2008. There was speculation about this earlier this year. Then they had that big weather event, and that they decided to back off. I think that was around March, April, if I remember rightly. But just as a guide, Mike, the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney, he was talking in the last sort of couple of days. He reckons he spends half his time now working on Brexit. And in his words, here is the classic central bank understatement. He said a no deal would be disorderly.
Disorderly. Yeah. Now, what have we got for the numbers this Tuesday morning?
Yeah, a bit of weakness on the US share markets, actually, Mike, this morning. They're all lower. We've got US corporate earnings continuing to come out this week, and obviously there'll be plenty of focus on Apple later this week. 25,390 for the Dow, the down 61. S&P 500, 2810, down 8. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it, 7649, down over 1%, down 88 points. FTSE 100, not much change there, 7700. The Nikkei, 22544. They were down about 0.7%, 168 points. Not much change in Shanghai Composite, 2869. The Australian, the ASX 200, they lost 22 yesterday, 6278. And we were down almost 75 points yesterday on the NZX 50, 8921, so 0.83%. New Zealand dollar a bit stronger this morning, 0.6827 against the US, 0.9213 Aussie, 0.5828 Euro, 0.5192 pounds, 75.75 against the Japanese yen. Gold holding steady, $1,223.07, and a bit of a lift in the oil price. Brent crude, $75.08.
That's a home run performance. See you Wednesday. Appreciate it. Andrew Keller, he's at JMI Wealth. He and the team at JMI Wealth, available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.